You know what I'm saying? If you go into the game, it's not a one back game now if you don't have a bell cow. You know, if you don't have a bell cow back, it's hard to say, hey, we got one guy. You don't have Adrian Peterson to be the bell cow guy here like he's there in Minnesota. You don't have that bell cow guy like you're hoping that Todd Gurley is right now. We don't have that. We don't have no guys that have been drafted that high that can do that. So you got a list of young guys that's trying to play their roles and whatever the roles call. There's things that Duke is good at doing that Crow is not good at doing. And there's things Crow is doing good at that Duke is not. So, and Turbin, we never did. Turbin never was 100%. We just knew that he was a downhill guy, between the tackles guy. And it's hard to play guys when you put the ball on the ground, because not only you let the team down, you let the city down, you let the organization down, and it's a nasty feeling when you fumble the ball. And he understand that, so, you know, and he hadn't been hit, so I would take the blame on that, because too, I don't think he was, you know, it was the timing was there. He hadn't been in the camps. I didn't know anything about Turbin. We picked him up, and I didn't get a chance to work with him, so therefore, it was new to me to put him in there. Would talk about his problems because he carried the ball low. And when you carry the ball low, you're going to have that fumbling problem.
Wilbert, it's hard for us or anybody or a fan to understand how Duke Johnson can disappear in the second half. Can you explain how that happens?
Again, that's a question that you have to ask, you know, Flip, because I don't call the plays. I'm not the play caller, so I put guys in the game based upon, you know, like I said, we call our personnel groupings, and they run out on the field based up off of that. But I'm not the play caller, so I can't.
Are you satisfied with the commitment to running the ball this year?
I can't answer that one. I can't answer that question because, you know, you look the history of guys that I had. They got the ball. So, you know, that's.
It's got to be a punch in the gut, though, when Johnny's the leading rusher. I think that's happened more than once in a
game
this season.
Well, I mean, he has the opportunity. He has more freedom. He has an open field when he's out of the pocket. So, I mean, he's scrambling. He's not calling Johnny plays on first and second down and then running the ball. So, the lanes are there for him when he's scrambling out. It's not there for the running back. So, that's a different.
How about the Wildcat? What is that supposed to do? Can you answer that one?
That's a tough one, too. You know, the Wildcat, I mean.
I got a one-on-one on that the other day from the coach, and I still couldn't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a.
It seems like the message was to get something on film for somebody else to look at.
Well, most people put in a gadget or two, so it takes the defense, the opposing teams that you're going to play in the future. It gives them other things to work on because they know you have it in your package. So it takes some time to put that in, but I mean, you got to be more innovative and do a lot of things with that. When that came in the league a few years back, it was the new thing.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was long gone and put on a shelf, but see it inside the red zone a lot, and that's another thing.
It's still a part of the game, and I mean, you just have to work it. You have to work it if you want to be good at it. Yeah. And we got so many other things we got to work on to get good at.
Have you been frustrated by the lack of being able to run and the lack of chances that your guys have gotten?
Well, you know, when you're the running back coach and you're the running back coach or you're the O-line coach, a big part of the game is running the ball as well. But I know everyone wants to see pass, pass, pass. And, you know, the running game is what it is. I mean, you just want to win. I think the biggest question is to win. And however you choose to win, if it's throwing, it's throwing. We got to be satisfied with that. If you're giving it to the back to run, then you have to be happy with that. But I think, both parts, it has to, you know, you have to find a balance in it and then live with whatever you choose to do.
Have you ever gone this long, 22 games, without having a 100-yard rusher?
No, because you go back and look at the history of the guys that I've worked with, and it's just like, you know, this is new territory for me. Not having that guy in the backfield, you know, so.
Was it a misconception, though, that you guys were going to be a running team? We all thought that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, the game, a lot of times it dictates how it's going to be itself. So, when you go into camp in the expectation everybody's getting enough reps and you're trying to find out who's going to be the guy, who's going to be the lead horse for you. And then when the lights come on, you're still looking for that guy. So, I mean, you know, you like for somebody to step up and something happen quick, but it's, you know, the one thing about the running game, it takes 11 guys to make it work, you know, and it's not on the runner. You know, it takes 11 guys. Everybody has to do their job. And it starts, the running backs has the key. He has his keys. He has his reads. He's got to know when he's running off the double team, when he's running off the single block. And he got to press the holes at times and then make his cuts off of that. And are they right all the time? No, but the majority of the time they're going to be right. And that's just like, you know, dropping back, throwing the ball. Quarterback going to be right all the time? No. So there's decisions made at the snap of the ball, and then you have to go from there. But, yeah, I think it's frustrating for everyone.
What's the biggest difference in Isaiah Crowell from last year to this year?
Well, he's more doable this year. He's more doable, and I think he's more explosive this year because he's more relaxed in his role. But being given opportunities, you have to give him the opportunity to be Crowell, just like you have to give Duke the opportunity to be Duke. All these guys, you know, if you talk to them, you know, they're going to tell you they want the ball. They want the ball. And, you know, you can give him the ball, but, you know, again, we got to win. We got to win. We got to win our individual battles. We got to win our individual wars up there. And then running backs has to make people miss at times, and they have to break tackles in order to get going. But the thing of everything you do as a runner, you like to get started. You just like to get started. That's the key to running the ball, to getting started. Because once you get started, you got a decision point that you have to get to. The decision point is where do he makes his decision. And that comes off his keys. He's reading, if he's reading the first down lineman on the inside zone, or he's reading the first down lineman on the outside zone. So those things don't change. He has a landmark he has to hit. And if he can get to his landmark, that's when he makes your decisions. And then once you make your decision from that point, then you go north. You go north. A lot of people say north and south, but south is not, you know, a thing that a running back would like to hear because he's losing yards if he's going south. It's more north.
So would you say, can I just ask you one more question?
Sure.
Real quick? And that is, so when you see all these negative runs, like you saw in the last game, are these guys just not in the rhythm with their blockers to be able to get going forward?
I was shocked at Pittsburgh because, you know, Pittsburgh was never a penetrating defense. They was always a key read defense. They're a two-gap defense. They saw where you was going, and then they would run and make tackles on it. They play fast. Mm-hmm. Well, this Pittsburgh defense was different. Mm-hmm. They penetrated. And that was the difference in a ball game because now they're getting you off your spot. They're getting you off your landmark. And this becomes a trouble for the backs and for the offensive linemen and the tight ends because now you work against something that you thought they were, and then you get in a game, they're doing something totally different. Those guys was big and strong and explosive, and they was getting upfield on us.